Hello, my name is Fernando Leo Blanco, and this is a very, very quick overview of what's currently available in the Libre Mechanical Software world. Before we get started, a very important disclaimer. I'm just a hobbyist student, and I haven't used most of this software in depth. All of their logos, names, they are not mine, and this is just a very quick overview. We are not going to discuss the software, and this is by no means a comprehensive, complete list of what is currently available. This is just a small selection of programs that I myself have selected with my own criteria. For computer-aided design, we have in the top row the 2D CADs, starting with QElectroTech. It's a diagramming blueprint tool for electrical systems, hydraulics, energy, HVAC, so on and so forth. If you're an engineer, a designer, I would greatly recommend that you take a look at it. And they are trying to follow the several standards, ISO, IEC. So, high quality tool and much better in those fields than it's much better in those fields than trying to use something more generic like the other two tools we have here, LibreCAD and QCAD. Are generic 2D drawing solutions akin to AutoCAD. Among these two is the one that you like the most. In the bottom row, we have the 3D softwares, starting with FreeCAD, which has a parametric 3D CAD similar to what you would find in any other commercial solution. The other one is OpenSCAD. This is a bit odd in the sense that this one works by instead of clicking on a graphical interface, you design geometry through text, through code. This allows us designers to create incredibly complex geometries and very heavily parameterized forms. However, it obviously has a graphical view where you can see what the text you're writing actually looks like. And finally, we have Salome, which may seem a bit not very standard to some of you because Salome up until recently wasn't a parametric 3D solution. However, with the addition of the Shaper module, now it's much more similar to something like FreeCAD or other commercial options. And the Shaper module will hopefully in the future overtake the old UM module. For CAM, we have Linux CNC. If you've done advanced CAM programming, controlling, so on and so forth, you know it. For a direct user CAM solution, we have CAMOtix. It has some nice features, some automated modules for some specific CAM actions. So take it a look, see if you like it, see if you don't, see if it's lacking somewhere. But it's a basic and nice solution for LibreCAM. The next option is Krimoto, which is a web application. It runs on the browser. And it is simple to use, it's intuitive, but its goal is not just to be simple, it also wants to be complete. For example, it already offers 3D slicing, FDM, laser, and CNC. So, and it's getting improved with every version. Then we have once again FreeCAD. FreeCAD being a complete solution, it also offers a CAM module known as Path, where you can also generate your G code to machine the geometry that you've designed. For a more specific solution, we have FlatCAM, which is a PCB CAM program. So if you are into electronics, which a lot of people are here in Fosden, you may want to take a look at it. And finally, we have a slicer. I decided to put a slicer here as a 3D slicer instead of CUDA because if you are doing 3D printing or slicing, you probably already know CUDA. So I wanted to give this place to another program that many people don't know about, but it's also very nice for 3D printing and slicing in general. So you may want to give Slicer a look too. Very important that I still haven't mentioned